This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial, you can stay up to date with the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen, stream anywhere, anytime. You can even listen on demand. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. You can follow him on Twitter, on X, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day. How are you?
Oh, man. My wife's trying to get out of town for a work trip. She's stranded at the airport. Yeah, she's got a work trip. And so,
well, she's stranded at Memphis International right now?
She's stranded at Memphis International. And I don't.
She needs to get out. What's she waiting on? We are four hours away from the storm.
She's trying to get out. The problem is, it seemed like all the incoming planes were from Chicago, and Chicago was having a weather issue, and the planes, everything's backed up there. And I don't know how your wife is, but my wife has not gotten, as she travels more, you would think like, oh, the experience would maybe lessen the anxiety, whatnot.
For sure.
No, it's only heightened it.
I mean, this year, too, has not been the best.
She is,
Even though the airport is so much more comforting, if she's going to have to be waiting around Memphis International, it's...
Listen, I told her...
Not the worst place.
Just go to Chili's.
Just go to Chili's.
Chili's got some for everybody. Just go get you a Presidente margarita. Like, just chill out.
Some Chili's.
The voice of the man across from me, of course, the host of Writer Than Right Trivia, tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. on the Jeff Calkins Show. He's the host of MC Fun and Games here in Memphis, CerritoEntertainment.com. On Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
How are you? How's everybody? It's, of course...
I think we're all just right now... George, this doesn't apply to you, but I think everyone out there with kids is just like, can we please just make it to the end of school day?
I think we are. I feel like... I know in the Memphis... The closest to the Memphis vicinity here, in the Memphis area, the Shelby County and connecting school districts, I think we're going to make it to the end of the day, but... We'll see. This is interesting, the storm. The storm's got a different type of hype to it.
Yeah.
What did we have recently that had, was it a snowstorm that had some hype? And it wasn't like a nothing burger, but it was never.
It was.
I think that's what it was.
We have.
Oh, boy.
This one, yeah, this one's got the.
I think the bat, yeah.
What's happening?
It's got the old.
You're going to text right now. They wait till you come on the air to get this alert. What's the alert?
Yeah, so the alert, of course, is. I'm getting, my daughter's daycare has the app, and
I hear about this on the radio. Yeah.
Every time you just see a note, it makes you just panic. Due to severe storms, potential tornadoes later today, the daycare will be closing at 4. So if my mother's listening, can she go pick up my daughter?
You have to check on that.
Not, yeah. Mom, if you're out there.
Well, I think it's really early. They're using these, like the storm From what I've seen, it was 6 o'clock is when we're really getting this stuff. It's been windy all day. Should they have been out all day today?
I'm all for safety.
I am for safety. We're all, yeah, but I think we're kids, for safety.
I just do not remember. I don't know about you, but like at Cordova School, we went into the hallway. We learned, we did tornado drills. Like, I just never remember the idea. You got out for school for one thing and one thing only: snow.
Right, icy conditions.
Yes,
on the street. Like the streets. If the streets.
The
were
ice storm.
Too
we
icy.
Didn't have school.
Right. It's a different time. I'm not complaining that it shouldn't be like. You know, it's an interesting conversation. I do think we evolve as humans, and we learn just because it was done by a previous generation. Is it the safest place for your kid? Curled up in a ball in the hallway, or
I'm
is it at home?
I'm willing to bet.
But it
for
does
more kids,
turn everything upside down.
But I'm also willing to bet there's. The schools are probably safer than a lot of homes.
I think structurally, it might be probably better, you know, in the hallway.
That's what I'm talking
maybe.
About. I'm
yeah,
not
I know
just
that's
saying,
what I'm saying. Yeah. I know. So yeah, I agree. That's what I you might be right on
I mean,
that.
I get it, the buses and whatnot. All right,
but this one, you know, they're hyping it. We'll see. And you always see, like, it's one of those you don't want it to be bad.
No,
right? You
I'm
don't
hoping.
Want it to be bad. You hope it's not going to be bad. But then it's just like, you're going to fool us again here. What's going on? But anyway. But everybody be safe today. And what could be a days-long event because of the amount of, I think, rain we're getting, right? Flooding is a major
I've seen
concern.
We've got – I've heard 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
But they always – that is the great thing about – like the two people that I am the most insanely jealous of professionally, the inside the NBA crew and meteorologists, because you don't – you're not held accountable. Like Charles didn't have to know anyone's name. But if you and I screw up someone's name, like we're gonna hear about it within seconds on Twitter, like and everyone's gonna oh this guy didn't know what he's talking about. It's like, right. And then meteorologists like, well, it's the weather, it changes, which is my favorite World War II radar story. The British were tapping; they were promoting how effective and accurate their radar was for weather. 49% of the time, they got it right. So literally, they could have
it's
gone
a coin flip.
Well, no, they could have gone against. They could have gone against the report and been more accurate. They would have been 51% of the time. Like for planes and stuff. It's like that was how they use it. So 40.
Anyway, you go to weather.com, rare, high risk, severe forecast. I mean, we are dead smack in the middle of the red.
Oh, yeah, no.
This. Like it doesn't seem like, you know, a lot of times, oh, it's going to hit the river and it'll turn directions. Like even if it does, it seems like we're still getting some red. But it's.
I mean, there's hail.
Numerous tornadoes. Or greater twist. Oh, so EF3.
Okay, so I saw twos earlier, so we're bumping them up to threes.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting night tonight. But hopefully,
does your new house have a garage?
Yeah,
and that's a problem for me.
Oh, you're out. So you know
the new house doesn't have covered parking.
No covered parking.
I mean, technically, I have a garage, but my big boy ain't fitting in that bad boy.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I mean, like, yeah. You might be able to fit like a small compact.
Hail, yeah, the hail is that's a definitely concern.
So hopefully, my car can survive
have to
that.
Deal with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to drive it.
You don't
want
to have to be buying a new car right now. Not today. Today of all days.
I'm like 2 months from paying it off. It's awesome.
You don't want to have to.
All right, let's tell everybody we got coming up with the program. We'll talk some Grizzlies to start the show because we do have some news from last night. We'll get into that, of course. We'll get into our TV timeout next segment. A story that is fascinating, I think Kevin and I, but I don't feel like the rest of anyone, but Mark Cuban and the relationship with the Mavericks, because one of the selling points when he sold the team was he was going to be in charge of basketball operations. And everyone was like, wait, I don't get that. Well, now Mark is starting to talk a little bit more, and turns out that wasn't true. Sorry, Bron. The NFL now owns Christmas Day. Also, we've gotten a little bit of an update on ESPN and Major League Baseball's relationship. We'll get into the list in hour number two. Always love having CJ Hurd on. He'll join us at 3:30. We'll tell your story, and then we'll get out of here. But let's get into the news of the day. Let's fire up some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, Kevin, the yes. News of, I guess, the last hour or so, Sham Sharania and Tim McMahon have reported that the NBA is, quote, looking into the finger guns incident from last night.
Is it an incident? I guess it was. Yeah, it involved fouls.
What was, George, do you have the exact language from Shams? Let's see.
I should.
He's using finger gun motions.
Sorry, not incident. Motions. Yes. The NBA is looking.
Motions were detected.
Correct. Motions were motion sensor activated towards the Golden State Warriors bench last night. Sources tell me and ESPN.
The announcer for Golden State said some form of gesture is what he called it.
Okay.
Some form of gesture.
And how would he?
Wait, is he going to get fined for saying it was like gun gesture?
There's a double update to this as well.
Okay, what else we got?
Else happening since we've been on?
Well, it has to do with the exact same situation. It was a quote to the original, is that the probe will also look into the gesture made by Warriors guard Buddy Hield before Ja Morant did what he did towards the bench. Sources say league officials will talk to involved parties as soon as Wednesday.
Of course, Draymond Green's involved with this as well. Who was telling
Buddy Hield?
Draymond's always tangentially involved. I mean, I would like to
he
know.
He's trying to tell the refs. Like,
what is
did he tell the ref?
Oh, yeah. No. By the way, Draymond, what happened to snitches get stitches?
But he told the ref, and he did the gesture himself to tell the referee. Like, he showed the exact same gesture.
Correct, but it doesn't count that way. It
doesn't count.
But I would like to know what that, and I would like to know what that Golden State analyst, how does he describe some of Draymond's actions?
Some of his forms of
above
gesture.
Board.
Well, you know, it was just tough right there that guy's nuts got in the way of Draymond's fist. You just hate to see that for the 58th time, but man, it always happens. All right, so
There's a lot to look at here, right? So Grizzlies lost last night, big loss. It was a game that they needed to win, but it was a big game. But now
there's another must win. Another must win with a loss.
The must wins are not going to happen again until they're in the play-in tournament. But
more on that in a minute.
The investigation. So Ja's finger guns, right? His finger guns, which.
So I think it's important.
It's like a shotgun.
I would say, I would not
like
say
shotgun,
this is not like traditional finger guns in the sense of like, you know, two hands up going like.
It wasn't
you know,
Cactus
like,
Jack.
Correct.
We're not Texas Tech.
Yeah, this did look more like a pump action shotgun.
Yes, towards the bench, and it was done by Ja Morant, and it is being now. Of course, the reports are the NBA is looking into it, which could go a lot of different directions. And I think this is one of those situations where, as Grizzlies fans, you kind of and as media members, you kind of have to be able to hold more than one thought in your brain at the same time.
Right.
I think, right?
Like, yes,
really
I agree.
Is. Let's try to look at this from the different angles of it, because I do feel like it's really an overreaction by the NBA, because they're shining a spotlight on this when nobody would be talking about it today. That hey, there's players in the NBA, you know, doing gun motions at the game. Like, nobody would be talking about it if they weren't investigating it.
The reality is, so obviously there are lots of heroes out there on the internet, and they've gone and found video of other players doing it. So is the NBA going to go back and retroactively go and look at every play this year and make a suspension on finger guns?
Well, I don't think they're going to do that, but they have.
You don't say.
They have fined other players for using, you know, the gun mimicking motion. Like Gerald Green, Josh Jackson have been fined, not suspended now. Most players get fined in this situation. Isaiah Stewart from the Pistons just back in January had a epic game. Jeffrey, if you look at it as like this guy. I don't know. He got technical fouls here, but he also did the gun motion.
George put in my mind. I want Isaiah Stewart on the Grizzlies. So everything
you do, everything.
Yeah.
Is. Well,
he fits my. We need some Isaiah Stewart in the locker room.
He's already got the
the
same hand motions going on and stuff. But so he was suspended, but not for the gun.
Right, he was suspended for like what you should get suspended for, an actual fight.
Right, an actual fight. But he ended up getting suspended
pretty much
for,
instigated.
Which was
twice.
On his bobblehead night, by the way. This was.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No.
That's
he
the
also,
first one.
Yeah. Isaiah also got suspended yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
He got that two game.
But in January he got suspended.
We
thought that was a tough one to get. Yeah, like he
suspended
can't
on his bobblehead night. But he got five.
I thought that was for double birds.
But it was not for the guns. The guns was for 50. They said specifically the gun. It was in the same incident, same game, right? It's a lot going on. Same, you know.
I think he technically got suspended for multiple technicals,
and then the
following game was bobblehead night. Yeah. That was a tough.
And
one.
They gave out his bobblehead, and he was not able to be there.
Correct.
which is bananas.
That's a tough look.
You hate to see it.
But you're still there, right? Like it's like a really trolling moment. Like I'm not there, but I'm there. Because you're on the
If the Grizzlies acquire him, I can promise him a bobblehead night, and we'll do it on opening night, or maybe like the second game, so that he can't. Like
It's almost statistically impossible for him to be suspended. Like, we have to do, like, the second home game.
But anyway, he got fined $50,000 for doing gun motion just back in January. He's another player that I guess we could say, obviously, by this very short conversation we just had, has his own set of issues.
Let's just say I would imagine it's fair to say he has a microscope on him.
Right, right. So the league is watching him as well.
Correct.
He got fined $50,000. I think that would be the minimum of what's going to happen to Ja Morant here. Would you not agree?
All right, so mine is buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. The NBA will suspend Ja Morant.
Ooh, see, that's what I think it's possible. I think it's possible. But I do think the minimum is the $50,000 fine. Right? Do you not think
I'm going to short it. Here's why. I think two things can be true. And I think we have to be honest and sit there and say the first thing that's true is this was incredibly stupid for Ja to do. Given history, whatnot, it's stupid. Second, it is also incredibly stupid to act like we are wildly offended by this. Like, correct, nobody actually cares. So, in terms of appropriate, I'm with you. Fine him 50. I don't care. Fine him 100 grand.
Yeah, like, or 75, whatever. Is it a little bit more than that? Ja is more connected to guns than you would say Isaiah Stewart is, I would guess. I have not looked into his history. But, I mean, as far as NBA players, current NBA players associated with guns, Ja Morant is probably at the top of the list.
I think I think he would be suspect number one.
He would be the one you would least like.
Correct.
Be doing those gun gestures. Like even, but you think it happened, right? Because if you go back, you remember the suspension and Adam Silver's, you know, some of this stuff. I laugh at because it just seems sometimes over the top. But like one of his quotes at the time, and I'll read it exactly to you.
Is this after the 8 game or is this after the?
You know, I don't remember which Ja's suspension. I think this was the big one.
All right.
The potential for other young people to emulate Ja's conduct is particularly concerning. So, like, this is, like, the NBA is very much worried about, you know, young people emulating Ja's conduct, right?
Yes.
So, or at least like that. You've got to be the role model, right? And the NBA, I think, is a little, we agree on this. I think they're upset, like, the idea that they're fining players for the gun motion is kind of stupid, right? It's kind of stupid, but I can see they don't want it to be a problem, but by trying to prevent it from being a problem, they're making it a problem themselves by getting the attention of a non-existent problem.
Yes.
Yeah, so, if you could follow any of that. But
well,
like,
no, because I think you're...
Like if everybody in every game was constantly fake shooting at each other, that would be a problem for the NBA. But if occasionally
or
a player...
Or at that point, it's so prevalent and common that you don't...
It's just a thing.
Yeah. Like, it's... Like...
I don't know, because you're coming from the wrestling world, right? Like, you just see, The Rock just recently, like, slit his throat. Like, the biggest moment of wrestling this year is The Rock, like, slitting his throat motion, right? Like, there's, like, what type of hand motions are allowed?
All right, so hang on. Let's, George, get some NFL rules. All right.
What can you do in the NFL?
I believe throat slash is a no-go.
Correct.
Throat slash is a no-go. We've now gotten rid of the nose wipe.
The nose wipe into the first down.
Correct.
You can't,
which, by the way, I'm actually cool with that. Not from the, like, I had no idea that it's apparently a Crips.
Is that what it is?
It's a motion. You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I just hate the celebration. I think it's stupid.
You shouldn't do any gang related.
So I'm glad to get rid of that one, but.
Nothing that's an official gang related sign.
Guns, obviously. They're
not allowed to do finger guns in the NFL.
The finger guns, because that was a big one. We had a lot of people.
For a first down. Can't do it.
Well, you can't do the reverse loop and then finger gun it. Like the
you
guys
can't even do a small one. Alan Lazard got dinged for it this last year.
Yeah, they went
little.
They went heavy on that. You can't. Let's see. You get two pumps, two hip thrusts, but if the third, they'll flag you.
Yep.
Is the DX chop still allowed or not?
I think crotch chopping's a penalty. We haven't seen that.
They haven't used it in a while.
We haven't seen that in a while.
It's not trending these days.
Must have been a point of emphasis.
Yeah.
Remember, you can't taunt, as in, like, if you're running away from someone, you can't give up the peace sign.
Tyreek can't do his deuces anymore. You know, when Tyreek would just run past
somebody.
Some
of these are a little bit, yeah.
Can't wave at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The NFL's committed to sportsmanship, we learned this week from Troy Vincent.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so, like, we can agree that it seems like the NBA has not figured out the right way to police this act.
Because the problem is the NBA doesn't actually have a policy. The NBA's policy is, how does this make us look? That's right. all the NBA cares about.
Definitely, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The NBA is the most image conscious of all the leagues. Like, at least Goodell does have a policy, which is, like, no fun, period.
Okay, so Stephen A. Smith, he chimed in on Twitter with this. Tell me if you agree with what he's saying. He said, come on, NBA and the rest of us, totally unnecessary. Let Ja Morant play in peace. Let's not look for things. The playoffs are about to begin. Let's enjoy the games. Morant didn't do anything flagrant. Folks are just reaching now.
I mean,
and then, again, I don't think that's 100% true coming from future president Stephen A. Smith.
So I agree with his sentiment, but like I can't also act like
it happened in the middle of a close game between two playoff teams.
Correct. And it was a highly intense game, and yeah. Stuff happens in competition. But I do also think this is true. Ja is not limited to just the finger gun celebration. And it's like, hey, man, on the menu, that one should be taken off for you. Like, I do think that's true. Like, I don't think
you should do it. Yeah.
I don't think Ja should do it, given it puts his team in a bad spot. With that being said, none of us actually care.
Right. Right.
At all.
Correct. Yeah. I think he should stop doing it. He's got other gestures, and you can. It's really like it's just like a whole different type of coach you need on your PR coach. I don't know what the Grizzlies have right now. You know, the coaching
it's pretty light on the bench right now.
Right, there's not many people there, but like somebody who's there to remind you.
They did open up some seats to sell courtside, though.
Oh, did they?
Well, yeah,
from
because,
the coaches.
Yeah,
they got rid of
like half of them.
Yeah, there you go. That is true. You got some. Just in time for the playoffs,
yeah.
Right?
Well, maybe.
Tigers getting rid of seats. Grizzlies adding seats.
Premium seating.
Yeah, those are the ones we want. Lower level seating,
Kevin,
right?
Tigers are consolidating.
Are they?
We're using space more efficiently.
But George, do you think John's going to get suspended? That is the I think this is very typical. And rightfully so, right? Because of what's happened with Ja. Like, we're coming to his defense as the Memphians because as family, you've got to come to the defense of your family member. If we're not watching Ja's back, who's watching Ja's back, right? So I do think there's a lot of, okay, we got to come to his defense that he should not be getting suspended. I don't think he should be getting suspended. And I don't think he will. So I will sell that. I don't think he's going to suspend it. I do think it's a fine. And I think that is the fair. I think that's fair. And I think that is what's going to happen. It's too close to the playoffs. What's next? Teams firing their coaches this close to the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't be suspending players.
I don't even know if necessarily I'd say it's fair, but it's one of those things where I'd say, like, we'll take it. That's fine. Like, we'll take, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm saying it's fair compared to what, you know, we've seen. I don't know if that's the right way to control.
Because, like, to me, this is like, all right,
NBA.
Rules
need to be clearer.
Come up with some, because I actually think the big problem is because of when it happened. The officials did not see it, even though Draymond had to go and reenact it. I do think that would probably be Draymond's murder excuse. Like, he was reenacting another murder, so he was just showing it.
It just adds to the spotlight on it when all this is happening.
It should be like everything. It's like, all right, if you see it, it's a tech, and if you get three techs for that reason, then we'll, like, whatever, three or five, whatever. Come up with the generic number that they come up with, and that can result in the suspension. But, like, if they're really going to suspend him for this, A, it would feel extremely excessive. Also, unnecessary.
Soft.
Yeah, it was just unnecessary. It's like, who did this harm?
Right, you shouldn't be suspended. Like, if it harmed anybody, it harms Ja's look as a role model. All the harm has been done since the conversation has started, honestly. Like, the conversation that has happened today, the conversation is going to be happening until the ruling comes from the NBA. That's where the harm is coming from, and the NBA is doing that to themselves. They should be able to handle this in a different way. I think we agree on that. But yeah, Ja, come up with your own look. Everybody's got their own. Like, come up. I know you've already got. He's already does all these, you know, the dances, and he does his own other hand signals. Like, why are we got to do this one? Just do your own thing and make that your thing every time.
Yeah, like that is. I think that's probably like he needs a signature. Steph has like the three thing that he does.
Yeah, you just have
the night night.
Yeah, night
that
night.
Steph does.
You need something to do with your hands. Like
Kevin and I know that as the GTS.
Yeah, but yeah, it's good. Going back to wrestling, right? Like if you're a horseman, you're coming out. You're doing your four fingers up. If you're
I think the problem is a lot of people would say if Ja could have his way, he'd kind of probably want finger guns as his signature.
That would be his signature. Yeah, that's right. That is a problem, but I think he knows that he needs to find something else. But I mean, we are not offended by it, but we are in a society, you know, the gun emoji got turned to the water gun emoji.
Mm.
Like, I mean, there's things that,
By the way, how's that working out societally? We're living in a utopia now?
Right.
Yeah. I missed that part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. My whole thing with it specifically is that one motion, it's generic. I mean, I have seen it by however many different teams come through here, however many different players. I just think it's kind of getting blown out of proportion because, one, it had attention brought to it by a camera. And two, it's Ja Morant.
Can I add three?
Yes.
The biggest bunch of crybabies in the world were on the other side.
Oh, the Warriors.
Right, the Warriors are the biggest bunch of crybabies. Like, they're just the Warriors. And then their entire fan base is wildly online. And
yes,
they just
absolutely.
Make everything into a big deal.
Okay, so what if you're watching the weather tonight, you know, to circle it all back and bring it all together here. If you're watching the weather tonight and they interrupt your programming and Chelsea Chandler comes on and she's standing in front of the map and she points the map in the same way that Ja just did that.
Yeah, fine.
What would happen?
Fined.
Fined? She would get fined?
Don't they have the clicker now? I feel like they've always got the clicker in their hands.
I don't know. Because it looked like a gun, but also it's like I don't know.
I mean, the problem is this is the question you can't answer. If it's not a gun, what is it?
Well, yeah.
Like, that's the problem. With also, it's like...
But also, are finger guns are not always guns, technically. But that's a whole nother, like, however the imagination, and because it was used so much, like, are you really thinking about what it is?
Shouldn't we celebrate...
But I'm not making excuses again. Josh should not be doing anything.
Shouldn't we celebrate finger guns? At least it wasn't a real one.
Right.
I mean, right?
Water guns, finger guns, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that would be the... Oh, no, I was super soaking.
Now,
the problem is that would also bring another conversation,
like,
but yeah.
He's going to have to, like, can you pump, do a pump motion? I don't know.
Yeah, that should be his pivot. Instead of whatever... instead of Black Boy NBA, who's the guy that's been, like, arrested 8,000 times that Ja loves?
Oh, jeez.
Instead of that being his favorite rapper, just be like, I'm a big Soulja Boy guy. I was just super soaking.
Oh, yeah. Crank that.
He's from Batesville. I don't know if people know that. Yeah. Went to high school with my wife. He was several grades behind.
Your wife went to school with Soulja Boy?
Yes. My wife went to South Panola, baby. USP.
Soulja Boy's from baseball? How do I not know that?
He moves to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But
she went to high school with Soulja Boy.
He might have done ninth grade multiple times. Plural. Yeah. He became famous from Atlanta. Yeah, from Bates.
This is
news. I know news. The more you know out there.
Breaking
for those that say I don't know the rap community. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, yeah. At age 14, he moved to Batesville, Mississippi, with his father. So born in Chicago, moved to Batesville, and then of course ended up in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's where he gets famous. All right,
so we can claim Soulja Boy kinda here.
Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Despite a loss, last night was still encouraging for the Grizzlies.
Oh, I sell that.
Yeah, I can't sell it fast enough. I know Jeff's column was all about it, and Kevin made this point earlier. George, were you in the building for producing, or were you here?
Oh, last night?
Yeah. I know you were working.
Yeah.
Elsewhere. I do wonder did people in the building feel differently than people watching on television? Because maybe in the building... The intensity of the game could made you like it. Clearly, the broadcast made multiple references of this feels like a playoff game,
right? And you can't get that. That feeling doesn't always translate.
And so maybe that could impact how you feel. But like that was just another. I'm sorry. Like I'm not at the point where moral victories matter. Like that was another huge game, and they didn't win it.
And we're so close to the playoffs. And they got off to it was looking grim for a minute.
I mean, I do give them credit. You have the horrific start and you bounce back and you fought. But this is the other problem. Yet again, you get into another tight game
And yes, they made all their free throws. Yes, Steph was insane last night. The Grizzlies still had a lead with the basketball, and they just turned it over. Like, there's just still things that you can't have. And, you know, Jaren can't get into foul trouble. It sucks, but, like, he can't. There were a couple of dumb fouls. The fifth foul, not the sixth foul. The sixth, I give Butler credit. Like, he made a big pump fake, and that was a moment where Jaren was, he sold out to get the block, and he didn't. But the fifth foul was incredibly stupid. And, like, we even got lucky a couple times. Like, there was one I was screaming right when it happened, call it on Edie, call it on Edie, call it on Edie, so that you could say, like, those are the, but that's the other thing is, like, you realize this team has zero margin for error against any team that's average or above.
And you just look, so yeah, I could see you coming away last night, some people, because there have been some depressing losses, especially at home.
In fairness, all the losses have, we've just been a tour. You know, right. Here, there, everywhere.
Right, everywhere. Everywhere they go.
Portland, Sacramento.
So when you experience the exciting loss, I guess that gives you somewhat more hope.
I will say this. They did not, like, you weren't, the last 90 seconds, you were still considering if they could win. Like, it ends up being whatever, a 9-point game, but like that was the game getting out of hand at the end.
The end result to me was, okay, well, I was like, let me remind myself how the play-in tournament works again, because that's what I feel like. I looked at the records. I tried to see, all right, so mathematically, the Grizzlies cannot fall below the play-in. They just can't. Like, it would have to be some amazing stuff happening.
They cannot. I don't think they can.
They haven't officially clinched
a postseason spot, but I don't think they can fall below 10.
Yeah, and 10 is where you got to go. That's where the Kings are right now. 36 wins for the Kings. The Grizzlies got 44. Like, I just feel like would have to be major shifts here in the.
Do the Kings even have 8 games left? What are they? They're 36,
36 and 39.
So they have 7 left, right? Because by my math, that's 7.
A little NBA math time. All right. We got to get to that 82 number, Jeffrey. Yeah. 36 plus 39.
That would be 75.
All right. So they have
75. 75 subtracted from 82 is 7. So yeah. 36. They can only get to 43.
They can't even get to the same number. But, like, for some reason, we're not saying clinched or anything, I guess, yet.
Yeah, because I know on the standings, they don't have the little postseason.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
But the phrase I like to use, mathematically impossible. But
yeah, I don't think they can fall below 10.
It's nearly mathematically impossible for the Grizzlies to fall out of the play-in. So I'm looking at the play-in. Last night did not change that for me. And, of course, right now, if the season ended today, the Grizzlies would not be in the play-in. They'd be number 6.
But if the season ended tonight, they would be, most likely.
Is that Timberwolves?
Well, no.
In the Clippers or right the Clippers, on the tail?
The Clippers play the Pelicans tonight. The Pelicans are actively tanking. So it's just a matter for that game going final. And then once you have that, you will have a 3-way tie with the Timberwolves, the Clippers, and the Grizzlies for 6th. And at that point, I believe the tiebreaker is Western Conference record. And Minnesota, despite Minnesota won't have the tiebreaker against the Grizzlies, but because it's a 3-way tie, they would get the tiebreaker at that point.
All right, so we've got, but
so they'll be seventh tonight, most likely.
Potentially, the Grizzlies matching up. We have the Timberwolves, Clippers, Mavericks, Kings, Suns. Those are other contenders down there at the bottom.
Yes,
it's going to be some combination of those. Can the Suns do it? Yes, they are. They still have a great chance.
Well, I mean, it depends on when Durant comes back.
The Kings down there for the Hasseltine series.
Yes,
possible. Mavericks. Very likely opponent for the Grizzlies in the play-in if the Mavericks.
So this is what we need to sort out. If the Grizzlies are in the play-in, let me propose
when the Grizzlies are in the play-in this year. Go ahead.
I still hold out that if they can go 4-2, that there's a shot. I don't know how likely it is, but it's a finger guns chance.
Interesting. What do you feel like is? Because, I mean, this is the home stretch of the season. Like, the Clippers, the T-Wolves, these teams, the Grizzlies are battling these bottom spots for, like...
Well, this is what I'm proposing as the show policy of what we're rooting for.
Oh, what we're rooting for.
If the Grizzlies are in the 7-8 game, I am rooting for a win. Because I do think they have a decent puncher's chance against Houston. However... If they lose,
you do not want to be
the first play-in game, or
if they wind up in the 9-10 game. I am rooting for them to lose because
the 9-10 winner will face the Thunder.
No. The 9-10 winner will face the loser of the 7-8 game.
Okay.
So here's how it works. 9-10 play, 7-8 play.
Right.
The winner of 7-8 gets the 7 seed. That's who will play the Rockets. If that is the case, I'll root for that because I will take a playoff series against the Rockets. The loser of the 7-8 game plays the winner of the 9-10 game, and that winner will be the 8 seed who will then go and take, at best, a 5-game series against the Thunder, but let's be real, people, a 4-game sweep.
Bust out the brooms.
I don't need to just see 4 more losses. And, in addition, the only way that the Grizzlies will maintain their draft pick is it is lottery protected. So if you lose that last play-in game, they go to the lottery, and at the worst, they get to keep their pick.
When will the NBA announce Ja's suspension? Or fine.
The world may never know.
Can the Grizzlies, if they get in the scenario you're talking about, can just go ahead and self-impose the Ja suspension?
I would think it would have to be before tomorrow.
Yeah, we need to know.
Right?
They just said that it could be that they're going to talk about it today, as early as today.
So the Grizzlies are off today, obviously.
Yeah.
But they have tomorrow in Miami. Mm-hmm. I would think it would have to be announced before the game. I would think sometime around lunchtime tomorrow.
I would expect
whatever
that.
The punishment, I would think would...
I mean, it's an investigation. They're investigating.
I think it would also be really stupid if he plays tomorrow and they announce Friday he's suspended. Like, really, you couldn't make up your mind? Like, why did you need an additional 24 hours? So I would think it would have to be sorted out by tomorrow's game. That seems reasonable to me.
All right. That's fair.
But if he misses one game, I mean, that's the other thing. If you want to actually take some optimism from last night, the optimism is Ja played a back-to-back and he played great. He played great. Like, I mean, you know, did he play great against Boston? Like, I don't know if I'd give him like a 9, but I still thought he looked good.
He looked good, wasn't efficient, but he looked good.
He looked good, and then last night he looked good. Now, he usually always looks good against the Warriors because they don't have anyone can stay in front of him. Like, so that's a part of it. But that would be the optimism. Zach had none one of his more encouraging performances.
Sure, but none of this is giving you the optimism that they have a chance of anything better than sweep against the Thunder.
The optimism I had last night is they finally cut it down. They played the only people that mattered. Like, yes, Marvin got in, but Marvin got in because...
Oh, for sure. We've been waiting for that.
Because Jaren and Zach got into foul trouble at one point, and so they had to. They tried to steal some minutes. It lasted like 3 minutes.
Oh, no doubt that. No doubt. That there's definitely some positive, but it comes down to too little too late. Like, it's possibly. But no, you're right. I can see some... I think I can see healthy Ja being able to play, but still doesn't give you the hope against the Thunder.
No. If I could get a series against the Rockets, I'd sign up for it.
And that puts you where you're not going to match up with in the event that you do go on a run, you could, make it to the conference.
But are we in agreement with my show policy? If they can win the 7-8 game, go win it. But if you fall into that 9-10 game,
you might as well tank.
I got no reason to win that game.
Josh should just pull out the finger guns and get suspended for the game.
Pull the hamstring again.
Pull the hamstring. I would know what
like Jaren's hip. Your hip looks bad, buddy. Dez, your ankle looks tough.
I'm gonna sit some folks.
Yeah, get some Huff run there. Give me some Cam Spencer. Let's see that. Get that out there. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we get into our TV timeout. Let's talk about some of the news from the world of sports on TV and more. We'll discuss that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We have an update on Chris Beard. We'll tell you about it when we get into the list. If we're putting it off, I think you can guess which way that one's going. But we got our TV timeout. There are a couple things I wanted to get to quickly. First, Kevin, the NFL's here to stay on Christmas Day. And more importantly, according to The Athletic, the Kansas City Chiefs want to be a part of Christmas Day every year.
Every year. I mean, they, that Christmas, that Hallmark movie, did you watch it? Was it Hallmark?
Was it Lifetime? Kelsey Christmas?
Was it the Touchdown Christmas? I can't remember. I was going to say a Home Run Christmas. I know it wasn't that. Touchdown, whatever it was. I watched it, but.
Really?
I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Isn't there a Kelsey Taylor one?
This is the one that's Kelsey's mom. Kelsey's okay. Mother.
I already know
about the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay. It's a football movie, Jeffrey. This is a football movie.
No, thank you.
It's a sports movie that will surprise you.
Whoever
with
wrote
some Christmas magic. But anyway,
whoever wrote a football movie for Lifetime, I'm not interested in that football movie. The Kansas City Chiefs have requested to the NFL to continue to be scheduled for Christmas Day
holiday
games.
Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
I think you pretty much nailed it. I think you said Christmas, but you forgot. It's like we had to do holiday.
I don't know why it was a holiday, because it was, yeah.
Well, because of the war on Christmas. Come on, Kevin. To become fixture of the league's schedule, like the Cowboys and Lions.
For the holiday game.
On Thanksgiving, correct.
December 25th holiday game is what it's called.
Correct, which I'm actually okay with, because obviously, Andy Reid is the one football coach that looks the most like Santa Claus.
He does look like Santa. I think that's, and I don't know why that was not in the movie.
They couldn't afford him. I mean, Andy doesn't just show up.
I think he might have been in it, but there was not like tying him into Santa Claus. That would make sense. Oh, all right. So NFL on Christmas.
So we're gonna get.
We had two games last year?
Correct. So we get, here's the new schedule: two Netflix games, and then we will have an Amazon Prime game to cap off the night, to send everyone away on a Merry
Which might
Christmas,
be also on
Christmas.
TikTok. You know, you never know.
If it's, I mean,
the news today,
if Amazon is
Amazon's going after TikTok.
Can actually buy that. Let's see. The Athletic also notes the Chiefs are the, quote, favorite to face the Chargers in the Friday night opening weekend game in Brazil. So the Eagles-Packers game that started. So we have the Thursday night opener, and obviously the Eagles will host that.
Per tradition. Yeah.
The defending champion. I think the only time it hasn't happened, it was when in 2013, the Ravens technically didn't open the season because I think the stadium was booked for a concert. So
this is something we really didn't talk about on air because we're off for you know, those the weeks of the holiday season. How much of the NFL on Christmas did you watch?
Every snap.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and it was terrible football. Both games were awful.
Beyonce, you watched, did the wife get interested for Beyonce's concert?
We had it on, but she was not that locked in.
It was on, and did you have the NBA on at all?
Side TVs.
Okay.
So we were in Batesville with her family during the Steelers-Chiefs game, which was the early
you,
game.
You, your wife, your daughter, and Soldier Boy.
Correct, and Soldier Boy, and the rest of my in-laws. Then we drove home, and we watched the Texans Ravens, right? I think that's who slaughtered. It was an awful football game. And then that was the second game. So now we're going to have the two Netflix games early.
So this is just
a prime game.
This is just like they're adding it. It's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's basically it's the same schedule as Thanksgiving now.
I did not watch any of it. I wouldn't say I'm against it. If they want to do it, they can do it. But I did not feel a need for it. I like watch football on other days. There's a few days, you know, that were reserved for not tuning it in. But they want to own everything. They can own. They try to own Christmas too. So
I mean, it's obvious that like it doesn't matter if Christmas is going to be on.
What's next, Jeffrey? What is next for the NFL? What is the uncharted territory for the National Football League during their season? Is there a day that they do not own that they want to just,
so if
like,
we're going what is actually
are they gonna start doing Halloween night, like we got to have a Halloween night game no matter what day of the week it is, it's the annual Halloween night game.
So I think what's next is new overseas markets. So they also announced
they're going to go to Brazil
here. But also this week they've also announced that they're now getting some of that sweet UAE money, United Arab Emirates. So I assume at some point we're gonna have an Abu Dhabi game.
Yeah,
great. Are we going to Ireland? We're going to Ireland at some point.
Oh yeah, that's coming up.
Well, obviously, like we've already been to London. We'll have an Ireland game. I assume at some point we're gonna have a Barcelona game. I would assume. I would presume most of Western Europe. We'll get an Italy game. We'll get a Spanish game. See, we're already doing Germany. On Veterans Day, which I agree with Boom. That's still ridiculous to me.
Absolutely.
That's absurd. And the fact that, like, we did it again, like, really? And, like, they just acted like it didn't happen. Like, sweet. Nice job, guys. In Munich, by the way.
Are they going to do a game in Paris?
I would assume. I don't think one's been announced. So I would assume we'll hit all of that. But eventually, yeah, I think they're going to play I think they'll have NFL football every day. I think to get to that, they've got to get to the 18-game schedule with two byes. So that you can, because like in the end, the problem is all this, like guys on short rest and whatnot. But
is the okay? So we'll go back real quick to Kansas City. They play.
I'm sorry, every day except Saturday because they will have to. They will have to beat the law.
Like there are certain holidays they're trying to take over the holiday schedule.
Their holidays are just days that end in Y.
Yeah. The Kansas City played last year, right? Who played last year?
Pittsburgh was the early Christmas game, and the late game was Texans Ravens.
Do you feel Kansas City is jockeying for the people who wants to be the Cowboys and the Lions at Christmas?
That's what they want to be.
100%
correct.
Kansas City is the other spot open. Is it up for grabs? You think, or we don't know who's playing yet on Christmas this year? But like, if you're a team, do you want this? I mean, I guess you do, right? It guarantees you something. So Kansas City obviously has put out that they want Christmas, so they want to be the. And this can help cement them, you know, as America's new team, right? Like, they're the Cowboys of Christmas because they are the team that's trying to fight the Cowboys for that distinction of America's
team.
You
want to get a little woke with me?
What? Oh, woke time?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What do you got?
So this is my hypothesis.
The Cowboys going to come in for Christmas?
This is my theory. The NFL wants Netflix involved in all the bidding. So, for instance, remember that when they casually leaked last year that Netflix wants to bid on one of these CBS or Fox packages, the Sunday normal slate.
Right. Oh yeah, they want Netflix to have your regular afternoon Sunday afternoon games. Yeah.
I mean, we can say we hate watching them all we want, but the numbers don't lie. Who's the most watched team right now? And most
the Cowboys.
No,
the Chiefs.
Yes.
The Chiefs. Well, yeah, the Chiefs, the Cowboys. Locally, I don't know if you were going local or what.
No. Yeah, nationally. Yeah. Nationally, it's the
Chiefs are number one without a doubt. Yeah, nothing's close.
And let's be real. As long as Mahomes is healthy, that's going to be the case. And so, like, even with the
whole... The Taylor factor is going to carry at least for one more season.
Yeah, I mean, that matters. Yeah. But so, my thing is, the Chiefs decided, all right, they're going to try to keep Netflix as happy as possible, so we're probably going to be involved. Let's go out and say we want to be a staple, so at least there'll be home games. Because last year, they went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So, come out and say, all right, we want to be the fixture. You're going to make us play anyway, so at least we can have the home games. That is my.
I mean, if I'm any team in the NFL, you would want that, right? Like, you don't want to be Jacksonville and become the official London team or whatever that they became, right? Like all the international stuff gets thrown with Jacksonville. But you want Christmas? I think as much as I wouldn't want it. Personally, I think as a team, you've seen what it's done for the Cowboys and Lions historically. That has been there, and that's a tradition in that market, and it helps. I think you would want it. So I do think they need to get another team involved.
The only thing that's
an annual.
It's obviously.
Or is it a bad thing? I don't know. I think it's a good thing.
You mention this because it's obviously an incredibly small sample size, and in reality, the two favorites won. But both road teams won.
Yeah.
And so the takes after the game were, well, you actually don't want to be the home team in this game because everyone's got their family in town, and then you're going to play a game, you're distracted, whatnot.
But it's a tradition. I think you'd have more of a routine.
Well, I would also just argue this. Yeah. Like, did anyone watch the Steelers the last 6 weeks? Right. They were losing to everyone. Did anyone watch the Texans the last 6 weeks?
And it was the Chiefs. I mean, it was the Chiefs.
Correct. So, and the Ravens.
The Chiefs were winning every game.
The Ravens smoked the Texans. Like, those aren't two shocking results, but...
But they won't have Beyonce back. There's no way Beyonce is going to do this every year. Are they going to rely on a celebrity to help continue to build this Christmas tradition?
That's the other aspect of it. What if you are trying to make the halftime show be a bigger halftime show? Because Beyonce got paid.
Which is great. I do think they need.
So like
I think
we don't pay the Super Bowl act, but Beyonce reportedly got paid handsomely. So would the halftime act be the second Netflix game, or would it be the primetime Amazon game?
I feel like it was tied, as you were saying, Netflix and
also I'm unclear. Did Netflix pay Beyonce, or did the NFL pay Beyonce?
I don't know, because if it's Netflix, they could get creative. We could have a boxing match at halftime if we wanted. You know, if it's Netflix,
boxing match.
I don't know. Netflix does all these live events. You know, they could do a hot dog eating
country brand.
You're right.
We could have like a battle royale.
Yeah,
Maybe. And a half, like a number one contenders match.
That's true. They could tie it to WWE. We could have WWE. That's right.
Like, what?
I didn't even think about it.
What if that's Cena's actual last match?
I mean, that would be huge. Yeah, that would be huge.
Let's start thinking bigger.
It could be a Netflix event. But I'm saying Netflix is, you know, they think outside the box, right, when it comes to this.
Oh, and yeah, we could definitely have a Jake Paul fight. Let's be real.
We could have a Jake Paul fight at halftime on Christmas Day. But they need something. I think that's part of the attraction. The Beyonce thing, I think, whether or not it helped or not for your wife, for instance, to be like, yeah, let's turn the TV back on.
I think,
more.
In fairness, also like, to my wife, like I think my wife was also exhausted at that point. Yeah. And I think it caught her by surprise because I kept saying, like, the NBA stole Beyonce. Like, I was letting her know that. Or, I'm sorry, the NFL stole Beyonce from the NBA. And she was, like, she watched. Like, I think she was kind of comatose. She's a Destiny's Child Beyonce fan. So, like.
But even, like, you know who I would get? Mariah Carey. I would get Mariah Carey.
So, they
with
got,
some type of-
they bought the rights to All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, they took it from the NBA as well. The NFL really did, like, invade.
I think some type of
This was like the invasion.
A mega Mariah Carey Christmas Day event would be probably.
She's still touring though. Like, does she do? Is she like on the residency?
Maybe.
I feel like she doesn't perform anymore.
I think she did somewhat recently. When did I see her? She's the Queen of Christmas, but she doesn't call herself that. I don't know.
I presume that's only because she didn't have it trademarked.
Or that she's trying to.
Or somebody else had it trademarked.
Or there was a big fight over it. Yeah.
I think somebody else gets the money for it because if I know Mariah, like I think I know Mariah,
I think
if she had it trademarked and still has the rights to it, she would be calling herself the Queen of Christmas.
I'm pretty sure she had like a NBC special or something last year, but that would. But I don't know who you can get bigger than Beyonce, right? Because you're not getting Taylor Swift to perform on Christmas, not with her boyfriend playing in the game. But Mariah is very Christmassy. If you want people to turn your TV on and keep building this as tradition.
What if the NFL's worried about what you and I have hypothesized? Like when we were saying, what could FIFA do during the World Cup to actually like make a statement? And it's Taylor's not doing the halftime show. She's been pretty adamant that that's not
happening soon.
Not happening. Taylor doesn't get out of bed for free.
Will it happen in an hour lifetime? I think possible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure at some point, but like right now, like she would be losing money doing that, and there's nothing to gain. Like. There's nothing for her. But if you're the NFL and you're worried that FIFA's, which I presume FIFA's just going to pay someone and to have the biggest act they can get, do you pay Taylor? I don't even know what
the U.S. World Cup coming.
Like, I don't even know. What is the number that it would take Taylor to do? Because I guarantee it would be more than Beyonce. Is it 20 million? Do you pay her 20 million to do 10 minutes on Christmas Day with her boyfriend at her boyfriend's game?
I mean, that would be possibly. I don't think she would. You know, that would be interesting. That could cause a rift in their relationship. You know, the stealing the spotlight away. It could be some issues. I don't think she would do it on that. But yeah, no, I think would she do it for $20 million? I don't know what the number is, but it's not any money we have. But is it money that Netflix has or Amazon has?
The NFL has it. Do they want to share?
Yeah. Do they want to share? I mean, I would think, Jeffrey, with the relationship with Taylor, if it doesn't at some point end up with Taylor Swift performing at some football game, whether it is the Super Bowl or a Christmas
what
Day game.
What more holiday moment than could you have than her performing at her boyfriend's game in Kansas City?
Right.
What an ultimate display of support.
Sure. But I feel like it's going to be a misstep by the NFL if they don't ever get Taylor to perform. Like, they're this close, that she's this involved with the brand, and she's never going to perform. I mean,
I don't even know. I think you could make the argument it's not a misstep because so far they haven't had to spend a dime and they get all the Taylor Swift shine and rub. The Taylor dust.
Sure. Because would it be better if they break up and then Kelsey plays longer than we think and they make it back to the Super Bowl and it happens to be the year that she's performing at the Super Bowl and he's, you know, that's the better story. It's like she's performing at the Super Bowl after they broke up and he's playing in it. That's the game you want.
While they would be promoting messages of like, harmony and unity, and Taylor would just do an entire like set just of how much Travis sucks.
Yeah, they like diss tracks now. You know,
well, I still think the funniest thing was the NFL running the Tom Brady. Was it Randy Moss? Who was on the other side? Snoop Dogg. The like, I hate you because you're different. Like the stop hate.
Oh,
literally Kendrick Lamar's entire halftime shows. I hate Drake.
Yeah.
Like a national announcement of I hate Drake. Like that was
it's not unfair though.
All right, quickly before we get to break. You had to have actually liked Cena's promo this week. Cena was spitting truth at Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
The problem though is, I will say this, I'm willing to admit that this is the problem that Cena had. When Cena's listing off everything to Cody, it didn't make me go, that's bullying. I just go Cena, go. Keep spitting. Are you any more excited for next week?
What's interesting about, you know, WrestleMania is getting closer and closer, and the, you know, you win the Royal Rumble, you guarantee your spot, you know, the main event WrestleMania. But none of the Rumble winners apparently are going to go on last at